Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Jay Silver and friends. So let's get right to it. So Aries, your horoscope for today and for the rest of the week is for 7 days. I'm not going to give you dates because it's Jay Silver and friends. I got to get these horoscopes out here. Basically, don't blow it. Moving right along to Taurus, Earth element, just lay back and don't worry about life so much. Life will come to you. You're already popular. You're already full of wealth. Venus is the planet that owns you and couturs you. So don't worry about it. You're going to get what you want. Just let it flow. Gemini, for today and for the week, because I know Geminis are very good at like listening to this kind of stuff. If you're into Western Zodiac horoscopes and like birthdays, this is a good show to listen to. Basically, shut the fuck up, Gemini. Like, it's Mercury retrograde. You're not supposed to speak. You're supposed to do writing right now, today, for today and this week, and to however long Mercury retrograde lasts. Look that up, Mercury retrograde. I mean, your planet is going backwards right now. It's not really good to speak. You should just write some shit down. This is like good for your writing career. Cancer, what can I say? You're not really, this life is kind of disconcerting for you. Just read a book that might touch your heart so you get back into people again. You really love this world. You love people. You love everything about it. Don't give up on us. Leo, for today and this week, work on your fire. You're the showstopper of all. You're regal. Your mane is good. Your hair, everything about you is just like, when I mentioned couture, you're the couture lifestyle. Taurus should be like reading a book about Leo and their couture lifestyle. But you need to muster some creativity. I did a video on YouTube about the Page of Wands being someone in the tarot deck card, someone that we can learn creativity from. The two other signs that rule it, aside from Leo, is Cancer and Virgo. So those two other signs can help you with your creativity, like little nuances here and there. Leo needs the most help in his horoscope right now. That's why I'm talking about Leo a little bit more. Leo, you really should like get some accessories, some earrings. Boy or girl, doesn't matter. Just try with like an earring accessory, something new for the week, today and this week. Really like try to experiment only. And then do some research about yourself and about the two other signs, Cancer and Virgo, and how they look at their approach to creativity. You got to get your zest back. Your fire is being withheld. So go back to Virgo. Virgo, you're being consulted on. This Page of Wands is very popular, and it's in your sign, too. So people are going to come to you, and Cancers are down right now. So you're the only one left for people like the Leo to come to and everyone else in the Zodiac for creativity. This should be like, congratulations, because Virgo's like helping people. So they're going to love to help with creativity. Just ask them any question. Now, they might come off a little bit rude because that's kind of like, is this what Virgos, the impression of Virgos, because they'll tell you what they don't want. And that's just how they're overly critical at times. That's an extreme measure, but they're really just critical. They're just fine-tuned analysis. They can just tell you the best of the best and you just stick with it. They'll be the ones to help you with all your creative measures. And they're going to love that. So they're going to love all this attention geared towards the sign of Virgo. Libra, there's like a case out on you right now. You're feeling a little injustice for today and this week. It doesn't feel fair. It doesn't feel like politics is fair. It doesn't feel fair in the air. The best thing I can suggest is to listen to some music and really find out like a cause that you can fight for. Find a battle that you can fight for, not the battle that is just in limbo right now. More on that some other time. Now we get to Scorpio, give it a rest. Nobody wants your sensuality or your sexuality. Well, they want your sex, but nobody wants your sexuality in the way that you want them to want it. Okay, you got to just like, you know, wait for that shit to come to you. You know what I mean? Stop putting your hand out little by little. It'll come. come to you. Now, the sign of Fucus. The sign of Fucus is a snake bearer. That's the hidden 13th sign. This is actually the 8th sign in the zodiac, so I will give. It's in between Scorpio and Sagittarius. Fucus are people in, like, late November, and it doesn't last very long. Late November. So, like, mid to late November. You want to, like, heal people with your herbs, wise woman, the snake bearer. But, like, are people ready for herbs? Yeah, hell yeah. People are ready for those herbs. People are ready for those toxins and those miracle pills. This is your time. They're ready for your pocket fairy skills. They're ready for whatever kind of healing, snake healing charms, oils. They're waiting for you to heal the world. But, you know, do they respect you? Do they want your time? Hell yeah, they respect you and want your time. It's just they're afraid of being healed. They're not afraid of you. They're afraid of what can happen when you heal them, because they've never been in a state of health for probably ever. So that's good to know. Sagittarius. Sagittarius kind of runs into a Fucus to December to January in Western Zodiac into January. So Sagittarius, you are Jupiter. What can I say? Just start talking. Be the teacher that everybody wants you to be. You know, you kind of stay as a shut-in. You don't want to do that, okay? You don't want to stay as a shut-in. You want people to know your zest. You want people to know that you're here. You got a lion mane, too, and you're the Centaurian healer, okay? You kind of conduct your life like the lion Leo. Leo needs you. You're both fire signs. Leo needs to see someone like him out there, producing the zest of regality, of nobility. So go out there and teach the world. Capricorn. Well, I say when you teach the world, be mindful of Aquarius, because this is the year of Aquarius and Uranus, but the planet that rules Aquarius. But in a sense, be moderate with your teaching, and that'll be your easy pace for you, Sagittarius. Moving right along to Capricorn. Capricorn for today and this week only, along with the other signs, just really relax. I feel like you're going through some big exam in your life. I feel like you want to take a really good crap, a really good number two. Like, you've been congested. You want to hold back. Maybe, like, really find somebody who's really born between, like, mid-November to late November, and that's in a Fucus sign. That's a snake bearer. You know what I mean? Like, in between the Scorpio and Sagittarius, really look for that snake bearer, that 13th sign person, and ask them for, like, some type of herbal remedy, some type of pill that can help you crack. So you can just relax and just, like, really enjoy life and breathe air. That's really what's ailing you. Because everything's easy. It's just the anticipation of such exam, whatever your test in life is. Moving right along to Pisces. It's Pisces, January, I think, to February-ish, or February to March, because I'm working off the 13th signs of astrology and Western Zodiac, Tropical Zodiac. So in this case, Pisces, you're very artistic. Why are you afraid to do your art? Why are you afraid to be seen and to be known? Why are you afraid for people to see how brilliant and beautiful you are? Don't have the Christ martyr complex. You don't need it. Like, all the work was done. The Pisces traditionally is known for the sign of Jesus in the zodiac. It's just a connotation that people put on it, on him, because Pisces tends to be the martyr. But really, We know that Jesus is a Virgo. We find in astrology that his birthday is not December 25th. It's in fact October 7th, 00 AD or 01, depending on the opinion. It's like a debate out. 00 AD 2 or 01 AD. So that's October 7th, 00 AD to the 01 AD and or. And he's a Virgo. 2,000 years ago, the zodiac was different. The skies, every stars, everyone was moving. Everyone was full of life. There was a big event happening, you know, Christ's debut, his birth. And in October, where you would normally find the sign of, like, maybe, like, I want to say there's like Leo's in August. Then you have Virgo. Virgo kind of goes into Libra. So it's going to be like a Virgo Libra. And then people will say he's more closer to Scorpio because Scorpio is the month of October. But truthfully, he's a Virgo. Because Virgo is in 13 signs of astrology, Virgo is like a 45-day cycle. So Virgo doesn't stop until October 24th, I believe. Virgo goes all the way from like September to October 24th. It's like, maybe some parts of August. It's 45 days. It's freaking long as hell back 2,000 years ago. So Christ would be a Virgo. So I'm saying this to you, Pisces. Like, don't pick up the role of another because Pisces can be a martyr. Pisces can, like, blame other people. You know, they can blame other people for themselves, meaning Pisces is the type of person, instead of blaming themselves, they'll blame another person. They'll deflect. They'll blame another person for their problems. So they'll become the Christ and the martyr just so people can lay off their back because they're afraid to go out there and be artists. So don't do that. You're very gifted, but it can lead into some downward spirals. That's a sign that's known to get addicted to drugs. But, you know, it's funny I should say this. They're the only sign that can actually handle addictions and drugs and all that. But because they're true artists, they can really accomplish anything. Someone actually used the drugs to get the art out. And even though suicide could be like a real thing that could threaten them, if you're a true Pisces, you're not going to commit suicide. You might go to the edge of death just to get the greatest art out of you that's possible. So whatever your art is, whether it's painting, whether it's music, whether it's writing a book, whether it's dancing, let the world see your shine. People haven't seen their shine. And they're a water element, and they have a shine to them, like they have an inner light. You know what I mean? If they just let their art come out, so that's real needed for Pisces for today and this week, and it's real needed for the Leo today and this week. I had to spend a little bit more time. Aquarius, last sign, get your shit together. Be like the Capricorn and take a big shit. And just say you had the placebo pill, it was invisible, and just move right along with your life. This is Steve Jobs' horoscope saying, just get your shit together. That should be like a t-shirt for Aquarius. Aquarius just knows what to do after that. And include some people in your life, too, even if it's just like one person. You have like a group of people who want to like spend time with you. So that's the prediction. Any shout-outs?
Yes. Hello, everyone listening. My name is Devon. And, yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out for you just for listening. And I hope that you have a nice day. And to make sure you make the right decisions in life, even if it costs you a lot. Thank you.
Well, we got 3 minutes. That was my secret friend on Jay Silver and Friends. Any gripes, anything you want to say about life, venting-wise?
Yeah, this there is a summer unprecedented growth. So, you know, I would definitely go in on any type of investment. Like, now is that time. But make sure you take it out before the first ice storm that hits your area, because that's when productivity will come to a halt and things will go down in value. So definitely take it out when it's time for harvest. Thank you.
Oh, that's some really good information and really good advice. God, I'm definitely going to listen to this again and listen to your advice, Devon, my friend. And we have 60 seconds left, but like always, I don't really care about that. I know the show's going to keep going at least like 5 minutes after everything hangs up. I'll still keep talking. I don't know if it'll record. I don't know if Blog Talk changes something, but Maybe I'll get off. I won't chance it. But that's the show. Jay Silver and Friends, my special mystery friend, Devon, gave you some financial information, some financial horoscope information. And I was being real generous, you know, today and this week, horoscopes for everybody in the Zodiac. Feel free to listen. And if you got, like, any questions or you really want to shoot something at me, you can shoot stuff at me on my email, Jennifer Queen 7230 at yahoo.com. As JENNIFER Queen, QUEEN, 7230 at yahoo, YAHOO.com. So, if in case you want to talk about this episode of the show or any matter of it. So, take care, everyone.